Burden to E.G. White, October 9, 1905. Loma Linda, California, October 9, 1905. Mrs. E.G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister, I wrote Brother White the other day in reference to a recent proposition from Dr. Holden, outlining the plan on which he would be willing to connect with Loma Linda. In brief, it is this: a definite salary a week, a percentage on the surgical work, and a contract for a term of years. He suggests $25 a week salary, 30% on the operations, with a 5-year contract, and 1 month a year off for study and improvement at his own expense. He says his desire is not to make money, but he is anxious to improve himself for the benefit of the work. We have no objection to the salary mentioned, and we should be glad to have him take time for study and improvement, and we should certainly hope that if he comes, he would stay more than 5 years. I suppose the reason he asks for a contract is because he was disconnected from the Portland work in a few months after having been called there, and at great expense. I wrote him that the only point we would raise in his proposition was on the percentage question. To us, it seems that this would open the way for difficulty unless it was carefully guarded. There would be a tendency on the part of the surgeon to work for operations more than for other important phases of the work. Of course, if he were conscientious and guarded, this need not be, but it would open the way for a tendency in that direction to grow. He seems to feel that it is the only plan by which a surgeon could have opportunity to get means to help himself in keeping to the front with his work. There is a principle involved that makes one feel to hesitate. And yet, if it is right for a surgeon to share in the prosperity that comes to the work through his success in these lines, it probably would have to be arranged in some such way, rather than to increase his weekly salary. As regards the amount of his weekly salary and the amount of the percentage, I suppose that would be a matter for him and the board to settle together. He is ready to come and look over the situation on these terms at any time, with a view of connecting with the work permanently, just as soon as he can disconnect from his work at Portland. He says he is willing to do this if it is thought best, even at a great sacrifice to himself. If you have any light for us on this particular question of percentage, we shall be glad to receive it. Dr. Frank Otis of Chicago has written us, outlining a similar proposition on which he would be willing to come, only he suggests less stated weekly salary and more percentage of the surgical work, with the understanding that when the surgical work reaches a certain amount annually, all the weekly salary be cut out, and he receive only a percentage on his surgical work. You will be glad to know that Loma Linda is now open to receive patients. Dr. Abbott is with us, and a number of other workers. We have the first and second floors all fitted up and are busy at work arranging for the treatment rooms. The ladies' treatment rooms will utilize 3 rooms on the second floor, the one next to the stairway with the cement floor, the one next to it with the electric light bath cabinet, and the third one for a massage room. This will fit us up very nicely, at least for the present. We have not fully settled yet just where we will locate the gentleman's treatment room. Shall probably use the one treatment room for both for a short time while getting started. We have already begun our educational work by forming a class for the little ones. Miss Vina Baxter, Mrs. Burden's sister, is teaching them about 3 hours a day in book study and 3 hours in gardening and looking after the ground and flowers. The children are delighted, especially with their outdoor school. They take hold of their work with as much interest as they would of play. At our morning and evening worship, we study the lessons given by Moses for the benefit of Israel as they entered the land of Canaan, or the special light that is given us in the testimonies and in ministry of healing concerning the character of our medical missionary work. As soon as the students are sufficiently acquainted with the book to rightly represent it to the people, we shall have them go out from time to time, presenting it to the people in actual medical missionary work. Already, some have found interested people who are ready to receive the book gladly. As soon as Dr. White arrives, we shall form educational classes with the older ones. It is our plan to have regular courses of study in the Bible, testimonies, and other necessary lines for every worker connected with the institution. I believe this is the only way to develop workers in our institutions who will carry the medical missionary work forward in right lines. The strong tendency to be wholly swallowed up in a daily round of duties is the weakness of the work. We must remember that the all-important thing is to be about our Father's business, and that everything else is but a means to that end. There are a number of young workers who are ready to connect with us and give their time to training for the work as soon as we can perfect our plans and secure instructors to carry forward the work. With you, I wish that Brother and Sister Haskell could connect with us. It would be a great blessing to them during this winter to enjoy the comforts of this beautiful climate and change in labor, and they would be a great help to us in getting the work started on right lines. If there is any prospect of their coming, we should be glad to know it soon, as we have been planning for others to help us in these lines. Signed, Burton.